The Gemara in Shabbat on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin talks about a Isur on Shabbat called Mena'er Talito, one that shakes out his talit. Now, what could be the problem with shaking out a talit? Talit doesn't mean a talit, it means a garment. So, there's a big machlok of the Rishonim to explain what the case is talking about. Some of the Rishonim, like Rashi, learns that the garment has dust on it, and it's a new garment, and you don't want to wear it like that. The dust makes it, unwearable or uncomely. So the guy wants to shake out the garment to get rid of the dust. Amazingly enough, Rashi holds that that could be already a yuv hatat. It's like you're laundering a garment, you're cleaning a garment on Shabbat. Other Rishonim say, no, that's not the interpretation. What it's talking about over there is there's water. Then already it's issue of laundering a garment. For example, the person left his garment outside on the porch and there's tal, there's dew on it. So the dew gets absorbed in it and he doesn't want to have droplets of dew on his garment. So he gets up on Shabbat morning, he wants to shake the garment out. So those who show him say, in that case, on a new garment, on a black or dark garment where it's evident that there's droplets, and by shaking it, you're causing the water to, to go in, and it's gonna launder it. And so the question is, which opinion does Shulchan Aruch take? So in Siman Shin Bet Halakha Aleph, Maran clearly says, "Aminayer talito min hatal shanaf." So Maran learned the only issue of ni'ur talit is by tal, is by dew. Implying that if there's dust on a person's shirt or jacket, and he's keen, he's nervous about it, he's makpid, shouldn't be a problem according to Shulchan Aruch to dust it off. The Rama, however, in that same Siman, says, yesh omrim, that there's a problem when it comes to dust, and one should be mahmir. So the Rama took Shitat Rashi, but that's not Maran and Shulchan Aruch. Point to Maran, he was makir. So from the strict letter of the law for Sefer Adin, it should be okay to, to shake out a garment that has dust on it. Whereas Ashkenazim, they should be strict on this. The Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Vayechi was strict, like the Rama, because you're dealing with over here Hayuf Hatat maybe. So therefore, what do you have to get involved in this for? So the Ben Ish Chai was strict. And even Hakam Avadya Alav HaShalom and Hakam Ben Sion in Orlet Sion, even though they were lenient mitzad ad-din, they said better to do it Ayyadeh Shinui, that you should shake the jacket or the shirt that has the dust on it in an abnormal manner and do it with your sleeve, rub the sleeve against it and get the dust off instead of just banging with your hand in the normal way. So it seems even the Hachamim, Hacham Avadya, Hacham Ben Sion were not discounting the Rama totally. So therefore, the Maaseh, one should be mahmir when it comes to these type of things where he has dust either on his hat, for example. Again, from the law, if a person had dust on his hat, he could take a hat brush and just clean the dust off. But Hacham Avadya says, not to use these dust brushes and things like that, to do it in a shinui way, especially if it's embarrassing to wear it the way it is and you're in public. So therefore that's the halakha l'maaseh. When it comes to dew, for sure one has to be careful not to shake it off on a new garment that you're makpid on and on a garment that it shows. When it comes to dust, from the law it's permissible. However, better to do it al yedei shinui, and we said that's the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai, and Hacham Avadya, and Hacham Ben Sion. When it comes to, let's say, feathers, sometimes there's feathers that are on the garment. Even the Rama was lenient when it came to this case. Feathers don't go in the garment; they're just on the garment. And small little feathers sometimes come out of the wool, whatever it may be. So one can be lenient, to brush off the feathers off his garment. what it means to us over here in the Maaseh, when a person comes on Shabbat, he should be careful where he hangs up his coat or his jacket. You know, sometimes they just throw it and lands on the floor, and now he's leaving the synagogue, and now he has to deal with this issue. Someone should put his clothes away in the proper place so he doesn't have this this subject. The question then would be, what about rain? You know, we're discussing dew, which is a few droplets. But what about rain when it falls on a garment? There, the poskim are very strict, more than dew. They say, you know, if a person was walking outside and got some rain that fell on his jacket, one should be careful not to shake it out, because that can be a problem of sechita as well, besides the problem of libun. So therefore, one should be careful not to shake out a garment that has, you know, was doused in rain. There's another halakha that we should remind ourselves of, that we learned previously, that this would not apply obviously to a nylon jacket or a plastic slicker or things, or a raincoat even, where the poncho, where the rain doesn't get absorbed inside the garment. You know, it just sits on the surface. No different than the feathers that are just, you know, on the surface. So clearly to, you know, shake out a, you know, plastic, nylon, synthetic raincoat that has repellent, we're not concerned about that. We're only talking about where it's, you know, it's penetratable, that's able to go in. The last thing that we just have to point out is another issue that we learned in the previous daily halakha, that when a person brings home a wet jacket because he got caught in a rainstorm, he has to be careful not to hang it up in a way where people see he's hanging it up to dry. You know, he could hang it up in the closet, no problem, where he normally hangs it. But, you know, let's say he goes and he hangs it up in a certain spot on the, in the laundry room, or even upstairs, he puts it on a special, you know, stick there to dry it out, and it seems that everybody knows he's doing it to dry it out. That's a problem of Marit Ayin, because people are going to think that he laundered it on Shabbat, and now he's drying it on Shabbat. So let's be careful when it comes to that. However, the Shemirat Shabbat Ketchetah clearly said, we don't have that gizera by a raincoat. Because the raincoat, everybody knows why it's wet. Because it's supposed to be wet. So nobody's going to think that when you hang up a raincoat, you know, in a place to dry, that, oh, he must have washed it on Shabbat. If anything, they'll say, it must be raining. And that's why it's wet. And he's doing what normal people do. So the there is a raincoat exception when it comes. That was actually the end of Siman Shin Aleph. But again, for our purposes, we talked about it today, Ni'ur Tal, which is clearly Asud in the cases that we gave, a new garment that is Matpid and a dark garment. Ni'ur Afar, which we said one should be Mahmid to do it in a Mishuneh and a Shinui way. Ni'ur Nitzotzot, which we said is not a problem. First of all, they don't get absorbed in, and people usually not Matpid on those things. And then we talked about the Ni'ud of Geshem, which is a big concern according to the poskim, and therefore one should be very careful not to shake it out, especially the koach, in order to get the rain out of it, and to be running into serious isurim, even chayuv hatat.